This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. We've all sung those words to that song, whether we were in a Christian day school or at vacation Bible school or maybe at a church camp. It is one of those songs that you can get all the hand motions going, where the kids can get real excited and really into the song, especially when it gets to that part where you say, hide it under a bushel, and they can shout, no, or don't let Satan it out. And as great as that song may be at teaching children that simple message that Jesus taught in Matthew 5, the whole thing gets a little tricky when we begin to see what Jesus has called us to, what Jesus has made us to be, the very light of the world. It gets tricky when we understand what he has called us to as pastors, as teachers, as deaconesses, as seminary professors, as those who bear the name of Jesus Christ. It gets tricky because he is calling us and making us into the light of the world, shining his light, the light of his gospel, his good news, the news of our salvation, the news of our forgiveness, all by the light of his grace and peace. Our Lord uses this great picture, this great imagery of a city on a hill that cannot be hidden, a lamp put upon a stand that it will light the whole house, to describe the work and role of those who bear the name of Jesus. They are to let their light so shine before men that they see their good works and glorify their Father who is in heaven. It is here that things get tricky for us today, because so often, so very often, we begin to think of ourselves as the source of that light, as definitely this little light of mine. And we begin to think that the light is our preaching, our teaching, our service to the church, our teaching at the seminary, our good works before men. But when it becomes this little light of mine, it is then that we have hidden it under a basket, ceased to give light to the whole house and point people to ourselves rather than our Father in heaven, who has sent us his Son, Jesus Christ, the very light of life. We begin to shine our own light and hide the light as pastors and teachers, as professors and people of the church, when what we teach and what we preach becomes about what we want, becomes about our desires, our agenda, or when we think that it is about our hang-ups, or through our preaching and teaching and our service to the church, it is fulfilling something within us. One of the dangers and pitfalls of anyone who serves in the church is pride. It can come in the desire for people to notice us, for people to call us pastor or seminarian or teacher or deaconess or professor, and just simply honor us for that alone. It can come in thinking that the success of the church in numerical growth, the completion of a program, in increased giving, or increased attendance, or increased adherence to one of our teachings, that we begin to think it's all about what we have done and do to us. And it is this pride, that makes the light of Christ in us no longer the light of the world, but a light that leads people away from salvation and not give glory to God. It makes it our own little light. Don't go out and let that light shine. But it is not just the pitfall of pride that is a basket over which the light of Christ we hide. We also face the temptation of covering the lights with a basket of another gospel. And the other gospel doesn't always have to be the teaching that we are saved by works. It is the other gospel of busyness, the other gospel of laziness. In the parish, there will be many things that call for your attention, many things that will tempt you to put aside letting this light of God's word shine, and instead you choose to entertain, to administrate,
to organize, to plan, to prepare, to be about being the church or doing church or the savior of the church. All the while forgetting that our task as those who are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ is to be the light of the world. It is to point to the one who is the light of the world. It is to point to Jesus Christ, God's one and only Son for us. But we must be careful of the other gospel of laziness as well. And we sometimes comfort ourselves, comfort ourselves with the words, "I'm in word and sacrament ministry." And then forget that sometimes word and sacrament is not tied to Sunday only, church only, or Bible class only. We're tied only to the church office. Our goal is to put the light on a stand so that all may see it. It is to be a city upon a hill so that all may notice it. To be bearers of the light of Jesus wherever it is he sends us. And where is it that our Lord is sending us to be the light of the world? He is sending us into hurting families, into broken homes, into hospitals that are thick with the stench of death, and funeral homes drenched with the tears of grief. And we are to bring into each of those places, not the half-light of our busyness, not the half-light of our own hang-ups or our own desires, not the half-light of our own sinfulness, but the bright shining light of Jesus Christ that comforts those who are dying, forgives the sins of those who are struggling, and conquers even the power of death. Let that light shine. Let that be the light of the world. But sometimes, in our laziness, our sermons get started on Saturday morning. The proclamation of the gospel becomes generic and dull, with well-worn phrases that no one hears or no one understands because we have failed to read, we have failed to study, we have failed to learn, and failed to be students of the Word of God. Yet not only that, we sometimes fail to be students of the people entrusted to our care, who need us to shine the light of Jesus Christ into the darkness in which they are setting, to give them the hope that only Jesus Christ can give as the light of the world. When Jesus says that we are the light of the world, it is only because we have seen him, Jesus, who is the light of life, Jesus, who is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. Those dwelling in the region of the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. The disciples of Jesus Christ, you and me, can only be the light of the world because we have seen the light of Jesus preached and proclaimed. We have had the light of the world, the light of the gospel poured over us in water and word from the baptismal font. We have received it at this altar where God gives to us, where Christ gives to us his very own body and blood. He gives to us himself. And in these things, the light of Christ shines into our darkness, overcomes the power of death, makes us his disciples who shine and reflect his light in what we preach and what we say and in what we do. Let that light shine. Let that light be in you, and so be the light of the world. You see, the world doesn't need this little light of mine. The world needs the full-on billion candle-watt power gospel of Jesus. It is that wonderful light of Jesus, the light of light that sets us free, from the things we have used to try to hide that light. It is that light of Christ that sets us free from trying to be the church's savior. It sets us free from being content to live in the half-light of our busyness or our laziness. The light of the gospel sets us free from those things through the light of the cross. The light of God's blazing love for us that cannot be hidden. A blazing light of forgiveness and grace for all the times we have sat in darkness. It is the light of lights and the light of life that overcomes even the deep darkness of the grave. Because Jesus himself was raised to life everlasting. And because of that, we too will be raised to life with him. And because of that, we need not fear the approval of men or seek it. We need not fear the preaching of his word or hide it. We need not be the church's savior or caretaker. We are called to be the light to the world. The light to the world by showing them the light of Christ. Jesus has made you and is making you the light to the world by his grace. So go let the light shine and show them nothing but Jesus, crucified, buried, and raised. Amen.